This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm ovulating. Give me what I want.
The Wake Up Call.
Kevin, Katie, and Rain on 106.5 The End.
It's time for War of the Roses on The Wake Up Call. Tiffany is on with us this morning. Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning.
Ryan and Tiffany have been together for about 2.5 years, and Tiffany said that they haven't had any major relationship issues over the past few months, but Ryan's been hinting that he'd be okay if she wanted to have an open relationship. Tiffany, you were telling us off the air that's not quite what you want. Tell us a little more about this.
I mean, we entered into our relationship like as a monogamous couple, so I don't really see the need to like change that. I'm happy. I don't want an open relationship.
But he's presenting it as if he'd be like, you know what, if this is something you want, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
If you're presenting it, obviously that's what you want.
Right.
All right, here's what we'll do. We'll get Ryan on the phone. Katie's going to offer him roses, and we'll see if he sends them to you, Tiffany, or someone else, okay?
Okay.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
I can speak with Ryan, please?
This is he.
Hey, Ryan, this is Casey with... And I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is 1 dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Sure, as long as there's no catch, yeah.
Nope, no catch at all. It's actually really easy to get started, too. All we need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Okay. Let's send those to Tiffany.
Okay. And then before I get Tiffany's address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Just love, Rye.
Love, Rye. Okay.
Yeah.
Ryan, let me interrupt for a second. This is actually Gavin, Katie, and Rain. We're the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a segment that we call War of the Roses. There's no roses, I'm sorry. But your girlfriend Tiffany came to us. She had some suspicions that you might be cheating or thinking about it, at least. So she asked us to give you a call and offer you roses to see who you'd send them to.
Oh, okay.
Do you know of any reason why Tiffany would want to think that?
No. No.
Well.
All right. Hang on, Ryan. Tiffany, are you there?
Yes.
Tiffany, you're on with Ryan.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm really glad you didn't send them to someone else.
Because you want to swing, man. It's because you want to have an open relationship.
Ryan, did you have a conversation with Tiffany about possibly having an open relationship?
Tiffany, what are you talking to these people about?
I'm sorry, our personal life. I just got really nervous because I think I've made it pretty clear that I don't want an open relationship, and it makes me think that maybe you're cheating on me or you're like seeing someone else. I just felt like I didn't have any other choice. I'm sorry.
Ryan, it does seem strange that you keep, at least according to Tiffany, positioning it like you're doing her a favor by you guys having an open relationship. Almost like making it her idea or something, or for her.
Ryan, like, what made you suggest an open relationship in a relationship?
I just think that monogamy doesn't have a very good track record. And I think it's much more ethical and sane rather than wait until somebody's like so pent up or anxious that they act out and do something destructive.
Tiffany, you cannot fault him for that, I feel like.
Feeling that way.
I don't fault him for feeling that, but why didn't you say this when we first got together?
Ryan, have you had open relationships before in the past?
Yeah, I've had open relationships before.
Well, I feel like that's something that you should tell somebody when you get in a new relationship.
Is that news to you, Tiffany?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
How does that make you feel?
I mean, not great. I wish we had talked about this like when you first asked me out, because, I mean...
That's
maybe a third date conversation.
Yes, I'm bringing it up, but like, I don't, you know, like, it has to be something that feels right for you, too. I don't want to throw away our relationship if
well, I can definitely tell you it's
wanna...
not. I'm not interested in that at all. All I want is you.
All right.
Are you okay with just being with Tiffany?
Yes, of course.
Well, then this is salvageable, Tiffany.
Oh, I think for sure.
100%. And Tiffany, if you think for a second that, well, how am I supposed to go forward in a relationship with a guy that I know wants to sleep with other people? Every woman you know that's in a relationship with a guy is in that relationship with them. So that is not a novel thought.
You guys just keep communicating, and I think you're going to be just fine.
I think you're right.
Wow. I thought this was going to be thrown to the dogs and really, this is kind of nice.
Oh, it's definitely gone the other way before.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.